Hey, what's up? This is Zach.
And this is Will.
Today he's Will, tomorrow he's Bill. You never know. Today we're going to be talking about the movie Vicky Cristina Barcelona, the Woody Allen film that won Golden Globe for Best Comedy or Musical.
Oh, it did? It was comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's kind of annoyed me, actually.
Okay.
But we'll get into that. This is a movie about three characters, Vicky, Cristina, and Barcelona. So it's two childhood friends, Vicky and Cristina, played by Rebecca Hall and Scarlett Johansson, who travel to Barcelona for the summer. And Vicky is researching her master's degree on Catalan culture, and Cristina is just exploring herself because she's an explorer of herself. Hmm. And they stay at Vicky's aunt's house.
Was that mansion? I couldn't really figure out who that was, but okay.
They stay at a big mansion, and they explore the city, and they meet an artist played by Javier Bardem.
Mm. He's got some baggage, I would think.
He has a little baggage with his ex-wife, Maria Elena, who's played fierily by Penelope Cruz. And it's all about love and relationships and whatnot, as you would expect from a Woody Allen film.
Did you think about it being a Woody Allen film as you were watching it?
No, I was actually trying to, and I couldn't. I was like,
There was a couple little passages, like, and it sort of was like Woody Allen speak. But other than that, I really couldn't really.
There's a narrator, and that made me think of Woody Allen.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And then and the richness of everyone also made me think of Woody Allen.
And the font that they use in the credits, because you always just use the black and the Times New Roman font on every movie, so that's obviously a Woody Allen thing.
Oh, that didn't make... You're deeper than me.
I'm nerdifying myself on that, so it's fine.
So today we're going to try a new format. We're going to try and throw out three good things about the movie, three bad things about the movie, talk about what we would change, and then we're going to ask each other each a question about the movie.
Sounds good. I like that we're planning this out. It's going to get... I think the structure is really going to help us do a better podcast.
Hopefully. For all of you five people listening, hopefully you'll enjoy this one more. So, we're going to start with what? The good things?
I like good. Start with the good.
Okay. What was good to you?
Well, I think that there's particularly two actors in this movie that I really thought did a great job, and that was Penelope Cruz.
Who got nominated for an Oscar.
Every time she's on screen, she's either sexy, beautiful, funny, fiery. I mean, she's just a ball of everything in this movie. I thought she was beautiful. You don't think about Penelope Cruz as being that beautiful, but in this movie, I thought she was. And I thought she did a really good job for that character. I think the interesting thing is that she kind of alternates between English and Spanish, and she flips into this Spanish mode and just kind of goes, you know, super fast, and it's just a great thing to watch. I think she did a great job.
That was actually one of my good things, was Penelope Cruz, but also Javier Bardem. I thought he was pretty amazing, too. His character was very matter-of-fact about everything, even when he's asking the two girls, Vicky and Cristina, if they want to come to an island and have a threesome with him. He's just very... what's the word? Smoldering.
He's just so charismatic, you know. Even though what he's saying to them is like, he's so ballsy and putting this offer out on the table, and they know that it's probably not a good idea, or at least one half of the duo know that it's not a good idea, but they go along with it anyway just because he's so charismatic. And I think that's just, I don't know if that's acting, but that's just the charisma of Javier Bardem. But I don't know, we've seen him in so many different things, whether it's Chigurh or I forgot this movie where he was paralyzed. You remember this movie?
Yeah, the diving bell and the butterfly.
Yeah. So that guy.
No.
But
that wasn't him.
There's a movie or whatever.
Something by the sea. I can't remember the name of it though. Oh, we sound like idiots. Something by the sea. What was it? He got nominated for an Oscar. Oh well, sorry Javier Bardem.
I cried in that movie.
If you're listening to the Spanish translation of this podcast, you're probably upset with us. A second good thing that you kind of touched on there was I liked the transition between English and Spanish of the two Spanish characters.
Why did you like that?
It's just interesting to me. There was another movie called Science of Sleep where Gael Garcia Bernal spoke in English, French, and Spanish. And I just think that that's really cool when you see somebody acting, but they're speaking in different languages. And so then you're reading subtitles, and then you're listening to them, and you can see the different way that they communicate in different languages.
And yeah, I agree.
I really like that.
I agree that that's an interesting thing.
As someone who can't speak other languages.
But I was also a little annoyed by it because I felt like in a lot of those scenes, Vicky is there watching them and she can't speak Spanish either. So Javier's character is basically always saying to Marlena, speak Spanish so she can understand, speak Spanish so
speak
she can
English, fool.
Speak English, right. And I think that a lot of those passages that we get to see what they're saying because we get to see the translation and the subtitles below, I think that gets lost because Vicky's there and she doesn't really even understand what they're saying. So I think that...
So there shouldn't be subtitles then?
I don't know, maybe. Because I think in some cases...
That's an interesting point.
Sometimes they didn't actually show the subtitles. Like, you could kind of see what they were saying, like, as sort of a bickering argument, and they didn't put the subtitles up. But when it was something interesting or furthering the plot, they would put it up. And I thought that was a little bit of a cop-out, because if you were Vicky... It's not Vicky, Christina, you would have not known what they were bickering about. And I think it might have been more interesting to see them act without actually understanding. I don't know.
That's it. I see your point. I think... but what if you're someone who speaks English and Spanish and you're watching it and you still would miss? We're not seeing it from Christina's point of view. We're seeing it from an outsider looking in point of view, an audience member who understands everything.
I guess you're
right. So it's a different point of view. I didn't really sympathize with Christina anyway.
You never see Christina going, hey, what did you guys just say? I guess they don't ever do that because it's kind of, they just skip over that part because. Because
then the audience would be like, oh God, we already know what she said. Don't repeat
maybe
it.
Maybe it's just a technical point. I do like this. I do think that it's interesting to see acting that spans over two languages in the same scene.
Yeah, I like that.
And
too.
How they can flip back and forth, and how that like say Penelope Cruz can probably be at a more higher, interesting level verbally when she's speaking Spanish, but then has to kind of downshift into her English and kind of flip into a more primitive speak and see how she handles that. And who knows? I don't know how she speaks in Spanish, but I imagine that it's not how we hear it in English because she sort of has a kind of baby speak kind of thing. But
that's true. That's why I like hearing, hearing her speak in her own native tongue.
I had another good thing that I liked about the film that kind of hits you right off is that I never really thought about ever going to Barcelona on vacation, but after seeing this movie, I really want to because they just make it look beautiful. And I just thought that, you know, a lot of the movie is about them visiting tourist attractions and, you know, at the ocean. It's just beautiful, and I think that it's shot beautifully. And
it didn't seem like Woody Allen style. It was very bright. I don't really picture him as having, like, bright tones in his film.
Well, he's usually, you know, New York City.
Yeah,
basically it.
Exactly. So it really changed up perception of Woody Allen, and it did make the city look beautiful. You probably sound a lot like a yuppie, though. I saw a movie. Now I want to go to that city because this movie romanticized it.
Where else am I supposed to learn about things?
I'm just calling you out.
Whatever.
on the internet. So let's talk about some bad things. I know you don't want to, but let's do it.
Okay.
I thought that this movie was pretty ambiguous as to what the point of the movie was. I didn't really see any point. By the end, it just seemed like, okay, they had a trip to Spain and some stuff happened with some Spanish people, and that's it. Like, nothing really seemed resolved. It seemed like
I think
people
that's the
were
point.
More
it's
confused.
Not resolved. That it's really trying to put a handle on the slippery monster that is love. What is love? How, you can't pin it down. It never really is something that you can hold on to, and if you do get a hold of it, it won't last very long. And I think that's sort of what it's trying to illustrate. I think that when you get into, when Javier's character refers to his father and how he's a poet, and that father maybe has some sort of handle on what true love is.
Talk about that in a little bit.
I just think it's about, you know, just three people experimenting with what love is.
Three people?
Yeah.
What about Patricia Clarkson's character? What about Maria Elena?
She's coming at it from...
Javier Bardem, Penelope Cruz.
All right, so it's four.
Scarlett Johansson, Rebecca Hall, Patricia Clarkson. All of them are experimenting. It's just
a group of people that have gotten to themselves into a place in their life where they can focus on experimenting with a relationship rather than having to deal with any sort of life-threatening issue.
That's my second point about why I didn't like what I didn't like about this movie is that it was very indulgent. Like, these people are like that. Like, there's no mention of actually having any responsibility. They're just rich with no... I mean, we kind of see that Javier Bardem's character is a famous artist.
Yeah, but you don't really see
him
struggling.
But you don't see him working, really. I mean, he paints sometimes, but you don't see him selling art or doing anything involving work. He's just hanging out all the time with his artist friends, being free and spirited.
Well, that's
and
kind of,
you never see... How does Christina have any money? She just must have rich parents who give her money, because she never works at all. Same thing with Vicky. Never works. She just goes to the library. She's getting a master's degree. And they live in this huge mansion with the Vicky's aunt. It just, all that stuff just seems so indulgent. It never really makes fun of their lifestyle. Like, it starts to, but I didn't feel like it examined that at all.
I see where you're
coming from. Where I was coming from with the father. He's a poet who never publishes anything, but he lives in a huge villa by the sea, and this huge house with the yard, and it's all beautiful, but he's a... What is his job description? Oh, he's a poet who never publishes anything, but he's a brilliant poet. Okay, well, yeah, that's great. Where does he get money? How does he eat? Not explained. Not explained at all. That is indulgent.
I can see where you're coming from, and I also had the instinct of that, you know, I had that same feeling at the beginning of the movie. But then I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let that little point be part of what I'm not going to let that judge me, because I was trying to think of it like, this is probably how Woody Allen lives. He doesn't have to worry about anything. He's just an artist of the world, and he just can just, you know, in his world, he just, you know, bobs from person to person, and he's about experimenting and learning about what love is. He doesn't have to worry about any sort of, like...
But he has to make a movie. Right. Do you think... I mean, he doesn't just spend all his time hanging out. He...
What if
he makes at least a movie a year.
Yeah, I know.
That means that he's constantly writing and constantly working with producers. He doesn't just hang out.
Well, why would you have to bring that part of that into your story? If the story is about... What do three people do when they're put together? And let's explore that. Why do you have to bring in this, like... Oh, and well, Christina's really here because she is you know, a journalist, and we have to explain how she can live.
That's fine. You don't have to. I can accept this. I can accept that Christina and Vicky don't have jobs because they're supposedly students. So we can assume they have rich parents, since her aunt and uncle are obviously grotesquely rich. So we can assume that her parents are rich. But when you bring in the character like Javier Bardem, and then you have his father, you kind of, to me... Maybe in Woody Allen world you don't, because you know all these kind of rich people, and I'm sure truth is stranger than fiction. There are plenty of rich poets who never do anything. Mm-hmm. But to romanticize that and idealize it, it just seems...
I don't think
it seems stuck up, and it seems annoying to me that you would have this character that's like, hey, I'm a poet, but I'm so mad at the world that I don't publish my poems. What? Why are you mad at the world? You're rich and you don't work. You are... an idiot. That's why I
think it's
about
okay to romanticize the artist lifestyle of Europe, but I do think it does take a shot at the materialistic, yuppified, rich New Yorker. I mean, there's a lot of scenes that with that's portrayed.
This is what I'm saying, though. I love taking shots at the rich materialistic American society, but you can't like act like, look at those people working. They're so materialistic and stupid. And but then over here, the people who have the things as if they were the materialistic workers, they're just poets. Look at Javier Bardem. He's richer than any of the yuppies in New York, but he's an artist, so it's okay. He's indulgent. He's got a huge house. Just because he doesn't have it hooked up with TVs and things, he's still rich and indulgent and materialistic. Hmm. The same thing with his father. Why is his father not living in a hovel if he's so into the art lifestyle?
Because Javier probably buys that house for him or pays him for it. Who cares? I let that stuff go because I'm more interested in the threesome of the characters. And
yeah, so you see, the threesome. You just saw commercials with the... You were like, oh, Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson kiss? I'm watching
it. I didn't even know
that. I don't care about anything else. He's lying.
All right, moving on. You want to?
What else is there that's bad about?
I think this one is the one that is very, very obviously not good in this movie, and that is it is the incessant narration.
Oh my God!
By a character that we don't know who it is. Is it
that
Doug?
That was so annoying.
It's some New York guy. Who knows who he is?
I thought it was going to be Woody Allen, and I was like, "This is nobody."
Usually,
this is
you
just
have
a
narrator. You have somebody that's in the movie at least. I mean, narration. It's always easy to pick on.
Oh, that narration was tedious.
It's always easy to pick on movies that have narration, but sometimes it works really, really well. Like, I just watched the movie Shawshank Redemption. That's a great narration.
Or The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Awesome narration.
Goodfellas. Sometimes it works. Sometimes
this
it doesn't.
One, it
I don't understand.
Work at all.
It seems like a crutch. Like, and then we did this, and then we did that. I mean, I don't know why you need to have that. So why'd you have that, Woody? I don't know.
Tell me, Woody. So, what would you change about this movie if you could change something?
It's too long. And what you need to do is cut out Patricia Clarkson's storyline. She's basically the aunt, and she's trying to say that you have to go after true love, and this is what happens when you settle for the rich New Yorker guy. And I was not interested. I just don't like Patricia Clarkson. I've never liked her in any movie. She's just not a good actress to me. She always seems like a snooty independent film actress. I've never liked her in anything. I just don't like her. I've seen her in a lot of Sundance movies. I just don't like that actress.
Wasn't she in Station Agent?
Yeah, I don't like
it. You like her there?
I don't like her. Anyway, the movie needed to be cut by about 20 minutes, and you could have got rid of 20 minutes basically with her storyline, I think. That's my change.
I could go with that. I could agree. I think if I were to change something, I would probably, like I've already kind of implied, I would add more comedy and more making fun of their lavish lifestyle as opposed to kind of indulging in it. Because I felt like the movie was a bit too indulgent of these people are rich and they don't do anything, and that was annoying to me.
Hmm.
So,
I got a question for you, Zach.
Okay.
And you mentioned earlier that this movie won the best comedy.
Yeah.
And I didn't really laugh once in the movie. I think maybe
yeah,
I had
me
one
either.
Kind of a chuckle. So do you think that, let's talk about something outside of the film, like the way it's marketed. Do you think it's marketed? It's marketed, I think, to be this. It's marketed as a sexy movie.
Yeah, definitely. That's what.
But it was sexy, but.
What's your question?
Is it marketed properly?
No.
Why?
All I heard about this movie, the reason I didn't see it when it came out, is because all they talked about in the marketing was Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz kiss, and that was their big selling point.
Really?
Did you even know Rebecca Hall was in this movie?
No, I didn't know.
She's a huge character.
She's
pretty much the main character.
I looked at the headline and I was like, I thought that Vicky was Penelope Cruz and Christina was the other one. And I'm like, wait, I know Penelope Cruz is in this, but she doesn't come until halfway in.
Yeah.
And she's not even Christina or Vicky.
Yeah. It was just the way they marketed it was like that was like, look, it's a hot, sexy movie with these two stars in it.
Yeah.
They never mentioned that. Actually, Rebecca Hall is the main character, and Scarlett Johansson has a side plot with Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz. Not that they are the center of the movie. Even the cover of the movie has those three actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would they shut her out? She's pretty, too.
And she's a good actress. She's a really big part of this movie.
I don't know.
So, I don't think it was marketed properly.
I think Woody Allen
properly.
You'd think that Woody Allen could, like, overcome that, but maybe he just doesn't have the pull. Well, I don't know.
I mean, I think that his marketers are saying, look, we can just market this as what it is, a puff piece of nothing, or we can, you know, a love story that with no conclusion, or we can say, look, it has these two hot stars who are really hot right now.
And he's probably market it however you think you can get the most audience. Then, once you get the butt in the seat, then I'll try to win him over with my story. So I can sort of buy that. And,
it's annoying to someone who really wants to see movies for real reasons as opposed to that.
Yeah.
But I could also see them turning people off who came just to see that. And
I can
like,
see that too.
I don't see enough sex going on.
I can really see that. Like someone who says, I don't like Woody Allen movies, but oh my God, you got Penelope Cruz and Johansson in this movie. I'm going to go see it. And then you see it. And it doesn't really pull through on the sexy point, and then you just hate Woody Allen even more.
Yeah, I actually kind of liked the fact that the threesome relationship wasn't really shown very much. It was talked about but not shown, which I thought was a good choice for him when he could have exploited it for that reason. But then they exploited it in the marketing campaign, so he probably ended up losing on that one.
Hmm.
So
anyway, I can see both sides of that now, but I don't know.
I'm with you.
All right.
So overall, I would say that I give this movie a B minus.
Well, that's pretty high.
The thing is, I liked the movie. It was enjoyable. I think I'm bothered that I didn't like it more and that it wasn't a deeper movie-going experience for me, because I kind of thought that it was going to have more to offer. And when I finished the movie, I was like, what was the point of that? Let me try and figure it out. And then I was like, there is no point. So why am I wasting my time trying to figure it out? That was just a diverting little movie. It wasn't really a drama. It wasn't really... It's definitely not a comedy. And I just wasn't really that impressed. But I enjoyed it while I was watching it. There were a few times when I got annoyed, but otherwise, I liked it. I'd recommend it slightly, but I wouldn't say, go see this movie now. B minus.
All right, I'm going to go. I think I liked it a bit better than you. I think I had a low expectation about this movie because I didn't really want to see it. Because I can be hot or cold on Woody Allen. Sometimes I think it's good. Like maybe like Match Point was the last movie I can remember that he made that was pretty good. And so I'm hot or cold on Woody Allen. But so I have a mixed feeling going in. And I had a low expectation, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed these actors. I think if you didn't have good actors in this movie, I would not have liked it. So I'm going to give it a B+.
So overall, we average out to a B.
Go Penelope.
Go, and hopefully Penelope can win herself a Best Supporting Actress.
Has she won an Oscar before? I think she has.
No. Yeah. Okay. I don't think so.
Seems like she should have won for something.
We'll post that note on the site, whether or not she's won. All right, thanks for listening. Keep listening. We're going to be posting more Oscar movies very soon.
See you guys.
Word.